Well, Jess, this has been quite a season already for the girls, and you in particular, winning the PFA Young Player of the Year award, and now you go to Wembley. How do you feel about that?
I'm just excited. I can't wait to get there now, because obviously training this week, we're going to train hard, and then just looking forward to the game now. Get there, get on the pitch, play some nice football, and hopefully bring the trophy back.
And it would be really special. I know you've been in the Champions League team when you were 16. In fact, you were revising for your exams when you were over in Sweden, weren't you, for the semi-final?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's the competition's going to be a great competition. It's great to be part of it, and then to get to this stage that we've got to, and hopefully, like, we'll come back with that trophy, and then it'll be a big statement to a lot of people as well that we're good enough to go and compete with the best, and then to bring the FA Cup back, because it's a competition that every football team wants to win.
And as I say, for you personally, it's been a tremendous year so far. The PFA's Young Player of the Year a few weeks ago. What does that mean to you?
Obviously, it's an honour to win that award, because I think anyone can win it, but I'm all about the team, me. So yeah, the award was nice, but on to the next one. I think that obviously I wouldn't have got that award without the people around me, my family, friends, my teammates, coaches, etc. But I think that I'm just focused on the FA Cup. The PFA has come and gone. I'm ready for the next competition, which is on Saturday.
At Wembley, the National Stadium, in front of 30,000+, probably 35,000 in total, the crowd. It's just going to be a great occasion, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be a great day. I mean, like, as a footballer, though, you kind of end up zoning everything out. So when you're on the pitch, you can't really hear it. Obviously, when you walk out, and it'll be an amazing feeling to walk out on that pitch. But like I said, once you're on the pitch, you're just so focused on playing the football that you kind of, everything else is zoned out.
First taste of actually playing there at Wembley?
Yeah, I've never even been there. So I haven't been there to watch a game. So it should be a great day.
It should be, yeah, fingers crossed. What would it mean to you and the rest of the girls to win the FA Cup? Can you sum that up?
I don't know if you could sum that up, really. But it's just, obviously, it'd be an amazing feeling, wouldn't it? To even compete and then to hopefully bring the trophy back, it'll just be an amazing feeling. And it'll be a point proven to a lot of people that we're good enough to compete with the best teams. If we go there, we're at the final. Like, you can't, teams, people in general can't keep putting us down when we're making Continental Cup final last season, FA Cup final this season. At some point, teams are going to have to start giving us the recognition that we deserve. We know we're good enough to compete with the supposedly better teams in this league. So it's just now to show it to everyone else.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's about having a healthy respect for Manchester City, but not fearing them. That's the key.
No, I don't think we fear them at all. Obviously, they're a good team. They've got a lot of great players, but you show them a certain sort of respect, but you don't want to show anyone too much respect because of, at the end of the day, they're just a player. It doesn't matter who they are, best in England or just coming up. It doesn't matter who you are. You're just another player. I don't think we fear anyone. And especially not City. We've played them a lot of times now. We've played against their players. We know what they're capable of and what they can do. And we all know how to play against them and to beat them. So we definitely don't fear them.